Hey, coach. What have you guys been focusing on in practice to come out stronger from puck drop, just considering what happened last Saturday versus Union?
Yeah, I think it's just a mindset to make sure that we're ready when the puck drops. I think for whatever reason, actually the first 30 seconds of the Union game were fine, and then we obviously made a huge mistake giving up a breakaway, and it just seemed like we got in our heels a little bit from that. So it's just making sure that that from the first shift on, we can get our lines going, everyone out in the ice and feeling comfortable, and that's the biggest thing for us. I mean, I don't know if there's no way of drawing anything up. It's a mentality and it's a focus. And that's what I thought we were lacking in the first period the other night.
Jimmy, go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for the time. Just wanted to ask, a lot of people have made a comparison this week between Cole Hutson and his brother Lane, saying that they look similar, they play similar, they act similar. I want to know if you agree with it, and if so, what are some of the biggest similarities you see between the two of them?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. They should be compared because of the way they play. They do it maybe a little bit differently, but at the end of the day, they get the same result, if that makes any sense. Lane does a little bit more. I feel like he isolates guys a little bit more than maybe Cole does. Cole may move it quicker at times. Then Lane will hang on to it a little more, waiting for things to open up. Right, I think Cole, if he sees it right away, he's going to move it. So I think that's maybe the difference between both of them. But they both have incredible hockey IQ, so that there's a similarity there. So I don't know how to really give you what the huge difference is, other than that they get the same result. So I like that. Rick,
Thanks. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Last week you said that Zetterberg was arguably the best forward against Union. Also noted that the second power play was the better one. How does Zetterberg's skill set make that unit more dangerous?
Well, he's really smart. He knows what he's going to do with the puck before he gets it. I think the other day on his one timer, I mean, he doesn't shoot a ton of one timers. I just thought there he saw that there was an opening and he ripped it. And then you see the next time, I think it was in the second period, same thing. He's open for a one timer, but he sees that Jack Hughes is wide open in the middle. He hits him in the middle. Hughes just ends up hitting it off the goalie's shoulder. So he's just a couple steps ahead of the penalty kill. He's a really intelligent hockey player. Obviously, he's undersized, and I feel like he's had to use his hockey sense to get by at times. And he's probably had to do that since he was younger. And it shows. Like he just really is intelligent. He just always seems to make the right play. And not only with the puck, without the puck. And he's picked up everything that we're trying to do as a team, our structure, everything. I haven't seen him make too many mistakes, not even in practice. Like he's really, really smart hockey player.
George, go ahead.
Thanks. Coach, just in terms of UConn, just wonder if you could talk about the things they do well as a team that maybe the teams you've played against haven't done yet and you haven't seen.
It seems like they're playing with a lot of structure in their game. They compete really hard. They're playing physical. It seems like they're really skating, getting in on the forecheck. So, we have to be ready for them. They always play us tough. And tomorrow, the first league game it's going to be a good test. And they've got off to a very good start. I've watched a handful of their games. I think they played four games already, so it's a decent sample size. They're playing very well. They're playing hard. They seem like they're playing together. They're connected in all three zones. So we certainly have to be ready for them.
Sam, go ahead.
Coach, just kind of observing for the first two games, it seems like, Shane has been one of the most vocal kind of captains for you. Just what have you seen from him as a captain so far in his first two games? Obviously a sophomore.
Yeah, I think the sophomore thing doesn't really matter. He's a natural leader. He doesn't have to. It's easy for him. Like that's just what he does. I think he's always been like that. I know even with Youngstown when they won the championship, he was a huge part of that because of his leadership. And you can't really teach that. It's just who he is. And our guys have a ton of respect for him, and that goes a long way. And they have a ton of respect for him because he does things the right way. on the ice, off the ice. So he can be vocal, but he leads by example, and there's no better way to lead than that.
Jimmy, go ahead.
Jay, I want to actually follow up on the chance and more of the on ice stuff. You know, and maybe just take us through how you saw him progressing when he got there last year. You know, I think he spent some time on the fourth line, a good amount of time on the fourth line, but was getting a lot of power play time in front of the net. How did you want to see him kind of evolve through that freshman year, and where do you think he is now as a sophomore on the ice?
Yeah, well, I think last year he just kind of earned more and more ice time with his play. He's a guy that you can play with anyone. That's part of it. That's why we moved him around the lineup a little bit, because he's intelligent. He knows what he is as a player. He knows what his strengths are. So that makes it easy for him to play with anyone. I mean, he can play with skill guys. He can play with checkers. It doesn't really matter. And I just thought we saw a progression in his game last year. And you're continuing to see that this year. This year, he comes in clearly with even more confidence. You know, he was obviously getting his feet wet last year at the beginning of the year, but this year he ends up on our first power play and our first line by the end of last year. So, you know, he's gonna come in with more confidence. He's a captain of our team, and I just see him getting better, basically every week. And I think it does come from confidence. I think it comes from him knowing what he is as a player.
Rick, go ahead.
How has Braden Engham adapted to the BU defensive structure after 4 years in Lowell's system, and how did he grade out against Union?
Yeah, I think it was an adjustment for him. The way we play compared to what he was used to playing the last 4 years, there's no question about it. I think he would tell you that. I thought he played very well against Union. I thought he did a heck of a job on the penalty kill. I thought he was good defensively. I think he's starting to understand how we play. So I really liked his game, and I think that he's another guy now that as he gets more comfortable, you're going to see him improve. And I think he's going to help us a lot.
Mitch, go ahead.
With the exhibition on Saturday, are you planning on experimenting with any lines or changes in net, just considering that it's an exhibition?
Well, we're going to dress more guys. There's no limit on how many guys you can dress. So we'll definitely dress more guys. Are we not going to play some guys? It depends on how tomorrow goes before we determine that. I would like to play as many guys as we can because, you know, we're going into back-to-backs against North Dakota and Michigan. So I want to get us used to playing in back-to-back games rather than North Dakota being that first time. So it's a good opportunity for us to get used to the schedule that typically happens in college, playing Friday and Saturday night. So I do want to use everyone if they're available, but maybe we can limit certain guys' ice time and depending on how Friday goes. But yeah, we'll definitely see more guys in the lineup. I'm sure we'll see some different combinations. You know, that's 2 games from now, so it's too early to talk about how that's really going to look.
George, go ahead.
Coach, we all know in a normal hockey schedule world, after Friday night's game, the team would go down to Storrs for that second game. Given it's just one the night before the exhibition, are you approaching it differently as opposed to typically in hockey, where it's 2 games against the same opponent?
No, it's the same approach for us. You're always just, you know, really focusing on the first game, and then you make adjustments and adapt after, depending on how that first game goes. So I think for us, it's the same mindset. It really no change in that regard.
All right, we'll go to Sam, and then after that, we'll have time for one more.
Yeah, Coach, kind of a similar question to the one that was first asked, but you know, you talked about after the Union game, you guys get up 17 shots in the first period. You can't remember the last time that you did that. When you go back and look at the film, like, what did you see kind of the reason why you gave up so many shots in the first period?
Well, I thought it was lack of focus by our group. I think that was part of it. You know, letting guys behind us, giving them grade A chances, which we typically don't do. I think a little bit too, sometimes it depends on the teams you play against as well, that teams that funnel everything to the net. Like a lot of times to me, if it's an outside shot, it's really not a dangerous shot. So it was more of that than I, after watching it back. where maybe I wasn't as disappointed. I was more disappointed with the grade A chances we were giving up for no reason. Those are the ones that really bothered me, especially early in the game. The first 7 minutes of the game, we gave up six scoring chances, which is not good for us. That was more so than the actual shot volume. It was more the type of chances we gave up in a short amount of time. So that, like I talked about, that tells me we weren't ready to play that hockey game.
And we'll close it out with Jim.
Jay, just want to just ask about how you can compose this schedule. Obviously, it's some pretty tough games right out of the bat. I know the league probably controls the fact that this is a league game on Friday night, but what did you think when you were trying to put together this schedule?
Well, this schedule is usually scheduled out a couple of years in advance. You have this schedule was done probably 2 years ago. We want a tough schedule every year. That's our kind of what we want to do. I think it's you play at BU, you want to play the best teams you possibly can play. Obviously, you can't play all the best teams every year because everyone has different schedules, but for us, North Dakota came here and we knew that we were going to go back out there. Michigan, we went out there 2 years ago. They couldn't come here last year because of scheduling. So now they're coming this year. So yeah, it's going to be fun. That's part of it. You want to play in high stake games. I think it's good for our players.